clean water.
You look at the president's numbers dropping with young people. They've dropped 20 points in the last 2 months. I think the reason is because he's not protecting their privacy. Young people don't care so much about taxes and regulation, but they've all got a cell phone and they're all on the internet and they do care about their privacy. Now we're seen to be spying not only on foreign leaders, but there's an accusation that we've spied on the Pope as well. So I think really there are problems and we've lost a lot of credibility. The only way I think you can start fresh is with somebody new in charge of your intelligence.
He makes a good point. That's Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky and talking about the NSA, the three dreaded letters that just aren't going away anytime soon, because the more we think we know what's happening, the more Ed Snowden keeps feeding the appetite of a German magazine, a British newspaper, and the Washington Post. And each time another shoe drops, it's related to something that Snowden was able to find out before he took off for Hong Kong and ultimately ended up with asylum in Russia. It's interesting because over the weekend, Ed Snowden said he wants to testify that he's not an enemy of America, that he desperately would love to be able to do that. A German lawmaker met Snowden in Moscow on Thursday, posed for pictures with the NSA leaker, and offered to testify in front of our Congress, saying that this is a kid who doesn't present himself as any kind of enemy, that he would like to be able to do that. In fact, he suggests that he testify before the German lawmakers. And he says he wants to, Snowden says he wants to go to Washington, but he might go to Germany if he could stay in a safe place afterward without being deported to the United States. Well, that certainly is not looking good with the relationship that at least we thought we had with Germany. But after tapping into Merkel all over the place, who knows? That could change. It changes daily, let's put it that way. The more information that's dumped out there, the more possibilities that Snowden is making more friends than you would think. Let's put it that way. Bullying, pot, and headaches. What do they have in common? They're all things that we're going to talk about here in this hour of America Tonight. Plus, retirement. With so many people panicked over Obamacare and what the new health law means for them, and many of them are right in that cusp area before retirement, in other words. We spent some time with Bonna Corsi, as we do each and every month, a couple of segments a month. I do this for a good reason, because I worry about everybody as far as retirement's concerned. For goodness sake, some people are living to be 120 years old. Could you afford to be 120 years old? Who's going to take care of you? Where are you going? What's going to happen? And maybe with a little planning, you might get lucky, but the crazy numbers they're saying that you need to retire, my goodness, that commercial, the IMG commercial, where they're walking around with what's your number, the number's just too big for anyone to even talk about anymore at the rate that we're going. So I mentioned Snowden, too, and wanting to testify. He did lobby for clemency from the White House, and of course he's not getting any clemency. It's that's not surprising. There was a one-page letter that he had that he typed that he asked for the clemency for charges over the leaking classified info, and the White House and anybody in intelligence rejected that plea, saying that, you know, the White House advisor said Mr. Snowden violated U.S. law. He should return to the U.S. and face justice. So does he go to Germany and does he testify in Germany? Maybe, depending on how Angela Merkel feels, he could end up doing that. One thing that Snowden has missed is some of the crazy things that are happening here stateside. And one of them, and probably the biggest buzz, I think, over the weekend, was heading into the weekend, this Paul Ciancia, who sent his family some disturbing messages about New World Order and constitutional rights being trampled upon, they got a little nervous. He took a assault weapon to the airport and killed a TSA officer and wounded another, wounded a school teacher as well, and scared half the people to death that were in the airport as they scrambled to get out of that airport for fear that they would become the next victim, not realizing or not knowing anything that he was aiming for TSA people, and that was the whole goal of going in there, that he was targeting them. So they're piecing together the FBI and other law enforcement types as the portrait of Ciancia and why would he do this. And on the day of the shooting, I guess he went into his roommate's room, demanded a ride to the airport immediately, and he got the ride to the airport. But once he got into the airport, things went a little bit, he went a little bit berserk. At 23, he is now under armed guard in the hospital. They say he's unresponsive, but he's recovering from multiple gunshot wounds because he was confronted eventually in Terminal 3. And, you know, does he survive it, come out of it, you know, who knows. So the links are rambling messages, and are they're trying to figure out if he had any signs of mental illness. They're putting together, as I said, that portrait of what is this guy all about? What makes him tick? And former students, classmates of his are saying he's just a quiet guy, that he didn't talk very much and he was very, very quiet. But there were certainly some worrisome signs, I think, and the roommate, I bet, wishes he did not take him to the airport, but how would he have had any idea that he was going to do something like that? I mean, what do you hear every single time something happens and somebody does something horrific? Oh, I can't believe they did that. They didn't think they were possible of anything like that. There's no way. So probably what will happen is, because the airports are so open, probably what's going to happen is you're going to notice there's going to be an increase in TSA employees and people just checking and walking around and random bag and security checks when they're getting dumped out of transportation. And I mean, somebody could show up at any of these big airports. I don't know how you can 100% stop somebody. I mean, we've seen other attacks like this. Look at the Navy Yard. I say it all the time, but there should be sacred places where, for goodness sake, you don't have to worry about being possibly in the middle of a shooting gallery. And when you go to the airport, check in and leave, that should be a place that shouldn't have problems. But now, certainly we've seen that there have been problems at airports, and this is probably the most tragic. And it's the why question that really, really hangs in the balance. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the thing, see you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my friends. Can make me sing. Put it on red, woman. What is wrong with me? Put it on me, woman. Baby, can you see?
Odds and ends, politically speaking, things that I'm certain will come up this week on America Tonight, including the continued rocky rollout of Obamacare, and what does affordable care mean to you? You now have rather till the end of March to get coverage if you don't have it or be fined by the IRS. Some people are opting for the fine because it'll cost them way less than insurance would cost them, and they're willing to roll the dice rather than have to pay a high premium or a high deductible. Then you have the story of Lindsey Graham, who says he's going to continue to block Obama nominees unless he gets Benghazi information. In other words, he wants some specifics that he hasn't been able to get, and others on the Hill haven't been able to get. They want testimony from the people on the ground during those terrorist attacks so they can know more about what happened. And anybody who thought this was in the rearview mirror, I guess think again, because whether or not people jump on what he's suggesting, meaning his tag team partners in the Senate and Congress, is still, he's willing to just say, let's just plow down this way, and I'll just keep on denying it and do whatever I have to do until I'm satisfied that we know what's really happened here, instead of leaving people hanging in the balance, not knowing specifically what went wrong and how it could have been prevented. And so he's pledging, I'm going to keep doing that. until I have access to all that info. See, it always makes you think, if it's simply a matter of showing a U.S. senator the information on what happened on the ground, it's not a big deal, why not show it? When you don't show it, it makes you think, ugh, what's really going on here? What are they trying to sweep under the rug? What are they trying to hide that they could have responded and didn't respond, that the call was there many, many times about situations that were pretty hairy. They didn't worry about that they didn't beef up security for 9/11 thinking, oh, it's been so much time since then, we're probably okay. Not when you're in a country there's plenty of anti-U.S. sentiment. I would think, if anything, you would want to have more security, even if it was just for that time period, a week leading up and maybe a week after, you know, whatever. But they didn't do that. So I think it's a smart thing to say, let's just get to the bottom of this and cut the crap. Let's just do it. What are you trying to hide, or what? Maybe you're not trying to hide anything. Just tell us what the report says. What does the report say? Yeah, this is a problem. Because I'd say you just, with the information, if it's not that controversial, why can't it be declassified? Why can't they do that? You know, give some closure to the families instead of hearing, oh, well, we don't know what happened, and, you know, we were notified and that was it. I don't think so. I think that they're owed that. I think they're owed much more than just kind of a half-assed reasoning as to what went on. And then put it in the rearview mirror. But tell them something. It would be, I can't imagine being in that position. I would go crazy. I'm sure I'd go, every day I'd be thinking about it. Like, what happened? When did they find them? How long were they there? What were the specifics of it? I certainly cannot blame a family member. Wouldn't you feel the same way? Wouldn't you want to know the specifics, whether no matter how horrific they are? But at least know what happened. Know that they reached out. Know that they didn't get any help. The worst is to not to know. The worst is to be blindsided. And I think for the ambassador's families, for the three others, and they had families, that's what needs to happen. And maybe if, strangely enough, if Lindsey Graham digs his heels in, maybe he'll get more answers. I can't tell you how many times you've called this show and complained about that. Complained about, well, what about Benghazi? How come there's no answer to Benghazi? So maybe there's some answers waiting in the wings. Maybe we'll find out something we didn't know before. It would be a good thing for anybody connected to, I think, any of the people involved in the attack. All right, at the top of the show, Rand Paul said, put somebody new in charge of intelligence, that we've lost too much credibility, and the only way we can do this is to start fresh, somebody fresh there. And he was on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos, and he said, Clapper, James Clapper, who's the National Intelligence Director, needs to resign after claims that he made to the Senate that the United States doesn't collect information on Americans. He says, Paul says, why is nobody talking about repercussions for him? Because we're spying on leaders, and we're spying on, there's an accusation we spot on the Pope as well. And I think it does hurt credibility. He is on to something there. And he talked about young people and the fact that the numbers, the approval ratings for the president are at 40%. And part of the reason the numbers are dropping like a rock, ironically, the young people who helped get Obama elected the first time around are not happy with what's going on now. Because anyone young is worried about privacy. Because they're on devices all day long, whether it's the internet, a cell phone, or whatever it might be. And I think he's absolutely right. We live in the digital age, and especially younger people, they can barely write. I think of my nephew at 12, and now all the classes, everything is on computer. Everything is done that way. So, privacy rights are huge, absolutely. And heading into the future, I think they'll be even bigger. Even bigger. Paul also talked about healthcare.gov, the website. And he said he wasn't confident that it'll work. He thinks there are fundamental things the government can do, but they shouldn't take new opportunities or new things when they're not managing what they're doing now. That's right. Stick to fixing what you have already. Then we can talk about something new. How about that? It's that bad. It's just that bad at this point. And it's easy to bash on it. It's an easy target for Republicans. It's just flat out easy. But for Democrats, too, because a lot of Democrats are jumping ship, realizing they don't want to be attached to certain aspects of what's happened with Obamacare. And, of course, anytime you say affordable health care and anytime you go back and forth, it's going to be nightmarish anyway. But because we have to pay a tax, because we're being forced to get insurance, boy, it has such a different feel. Such a different feel when you're being told this is the way, this is the choice, that's it. That's it. If you don't do it, we will find you, whatever rock you're hiding under, and we will make sure you have to pay whatever the individual fine is, or if you have a family, you'll have to pay, and probably pay a little bit less this time around, but next time people are going to get hammered. As the years go by, that number gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Speaking of numbers, how much do you need to retire? We're talking with Mike Bonacorsi about that very thing next on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Each and every month, a couple of times, we are fortunate to talk to Mike Bonacorsi about retirement readiness. He wrote a terrific book that I cannot pump enough on this show, because it will, seriously, it will take you from point A all the way through to where you need to be, creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing for your future. Get it on Amazon.com. Now, here's the thing. Wall Street Journal, every 4 or 5 years, they do an issue, or they do a big, giant segment, section of their newspaper on Are You Ready to Retire and what they're finding out. And a shocking statistic, I just read this a couple days ago, 30% of people over 55 years old in this country have $10,000 or less for retirement. Mike, how sad is that? There is no way. How can you make it, even if you're just trying to hurry up and throw some money into it? That is frightening, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. People are going to have to rethink what retirement was, or what they led to believe that retirement would be. A magical time when you turn 65, when everything is wonderful and you sit in your rocking chair. Those days are gone. You know, Kate, a lot of things changed over the years as we saw the traditional pension, the defined benefit pension, disappear. And the onus of preparing for retirement went to the individual through 401k. It's made a big difference. You know, when you think about it, it's difficult to raise a family, save for college, save for your day-to-day events, and put money away for retirement. I mean, retirement tends to sit on the back burner. People say, well, I'll save, you know, I'll have time, you know, when the kids are gone. I'll have time later on to do it. And it doesn't happen. A lot of people are going to find that they're going to be working a lot longer, or cutting back and changing their lifestyle quite a bit.
Yeah. Another thing they said, and you talk about this all the time, because people try to figure out how much you need to retire. That's part of the thing. What are you going to need when you're not getting that income? And according to what the Wall Street Journal was saying, is they were saying you can plan on needing whatever you're living on now, at least 80% of that. And I fear based on all of our conversations, you know this. Boy, a lot of people, I think, are so unprepared for that. That's still a lot of money you would have to have.
It is a lot of money. And, you know, we always use these guideline numbers of 70-80%. They're all typically in the ballpark. Because how much of your expenses are really going to change when you retire? I mean, your food bill is going to be the same. Your housing costs are going to be the same. Your transportation costs, maybe they'll change slightly, but not a lot. You're still going to have to provide yourself with some kind of insurance. If it's not the, you know, if you're 65 and you get Medicare, you're still going to come up with $100 a month, plus a supplement to get good coverage. So your costs really aren't going to change. I mean, so what happens is a lot of people find out that maybe they have this time to downsize their homes and move to a smaller, less expensive place, something that's a little more manageable for them. They may have to cut back on their lifestyle expenses, you know, give up those weekend vacations or, you know, those rounds of golf each week. So there are a lot of choices to be made if you want to retire without enough savings.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's interesting, and we got a ton of questions related to that as well, including one about if you have a small business, which a lot of people that listen to America Tonight are in this category, and they want to contribute to their retirement, and this is a great question, what kind of plans are there for small businesses? Because you're on your own. It's different than working for a big corporation.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is it. This is an area for the small businessmen that really gets neglected. A lot of times they think to themselves, well, I have my business, I'll build some equity in the business, I'll sell the business, and maybe this will fund my retirement. But that doesn't always work out. You know, it's still important to have a savings vehicle, a way to put money aside for retirement, even if you're a small business, even if you're a business owner, whether you're self-employed, you have a family member, your wife maybe works with you, or you have a couple of employees. It's important to think of a retirement plan. Number one, it allows you possibly to defer some taxes to a later date. You get that pre-tax contribution on these plans. It helps if you have employees. It's a benefit to them. It can help you maybe get some quality people. And there's a couple of decent plans out there that work well for small business for small businesses. And there's a couple of questions you really have to ask yourself and understand. There's a few highlights. One of them is a SEP IRA. That's very, very common. A SEP IRA will allow you to put up to 25% of your income or $50,000, whichever is the lower of those. $50,000 is the maximum that you could put away. So you can put away a fair amount of money. There's no tax filings that go along with it. It's a very, very easy plan to maintain. It basically structures itself as an IRA. You can invest money within the plan. You can do what you want. The downside of this plan is that it's an employer-sponsored plan. The employer makes all the contributions to the plan. So number one, if you have employees, they have to be allowed to participate, or they are part of the plan. And the employer not only has to make the contributions on for himself, but he also makes all the contributions for his employees. So this type of plan we see a lot of time with self-employed people, who work by themselves, or perhaps a husband and wife, a mom and pop type operation. So the money basically stays within the family. But think of it, a married couple, if they haven't made enough money to max out the plan, put $100,000 combined into a 401k, into a retirement account, not pay taxes on that because that money goes in pre-tax, not pay taxes on that salary, and then it will grow tax-deferred until they draw it out, at which time it will be taxable. Another plan that you – go ahead.
So let me ask you this question, because I know this would come up with some people. So let's say you have your own company, but I mean you're the sole proprietor, and that's it. It's just you. You know, you could put it in the SEP IRA, Meaning you can put the 50,000. Is that the maximum? You're saying 50,000.
25% of your salary up to $50,000.
Wow, a year.
I'm sorry, it's $51,000 this year. $51,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So basically, if you make $200,000 a year,
right,
you can put $51,000 in. Well, you have to make like $204,000 this year. You could put away $51,000 into the plan. Now, one other thing that makes this plan attractive is a plan doesn't have to be established at tax filing time, including deadline. I mean, including extension. A lot of plans have a year end or an October 1st cutoff date. I'll go over those in a couple minutes. But the SEP IRA doesn't have to be established until you file your taxes. So say you take on April 15th, you file your taxes. You can open up your SEP IRA at that time, make your contribution, and file your taxes. If you get an extension, you can delay this contribution until extension. That could be a positive for a lot of people, being able to take care of that extension, take advantage of that extension. Another plan that's used for a mom and pop, and this works well, again, for a sole employee self-employed person where they're the only employee, or a husband and wife, and the relationship has to be husband and wife here. It's what we call a solo 401k. It works just like all the big corporate 401ks, but because it is a solo 401k, it's actually a lot easier to administer. You can put $51,000 into it just like the SEP if you max out employee and employer contributions, and you can still take advantage if you're over 50 years old of the catch-up provision, which will allow you another $5,500. So that's a large, I mean, we're talking about putting away $56,500 into a plan like this.
Oof.
This plan, however, has to be set up by December 31st, by year end, to be eligible for the current year. So that deadline is very important. And then remember, that solo 401k is for a husband and wife or a single person only. If you have other employees, you can't use this plan.
Right, and
then
so you can double the amount of the contribution.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
With a husband and wife, once again, you can put away, $112,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, the third type of plan that's very popular are what they call simple IRAs. Simple IRAs are, they're almost kind of like a miniature 401k. I think it's the easiest way to describe it. The contribution limits are a lot less. An employee can put away this year $12,000. Or if they're over 50 years old, they can put away $14,500. So it's a bit less than you can put in a 401k. The employer has a couple of options. They also have to put money aside. They have to make a contribution on behalf of the employees. Either 3% to all those people that are contributing to the plan, or 2% to everyone across the board, whether they contribute or not. So the employer does have to make a little bit of a contribution to the employees, but these are nice plans. They work well with small businesses with less than 100 employees. One thing you have to remember about this plan, though, that it had to have been established by October 1st for the current
October
year.
1st.
So it has to be established by October 1st of the year. It's a little bit too late right now for this plan.
Yeah. Fabulous information. I'm sure a lot of people out there will be absorbing this. Mike Bonacorsi, thanks so much as always.
Kate, have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This version of We Can Count, I'll tell you what, one of the things that we can count, and it adds up to a crazy amount, is the fact that with the decriminalization of pot being heavy on the agenda in many, many areas, the nation's capital is now next in line to do that. There are activists pushing for the city to tax, legalize, regulate the drug, with Colorado and Washington State having done that already. So check this out. The Democratic-controlled city council in D.C. appears really close to approving a bill that would decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana, with 10 of the 13 members saying, hey, we're supporting this. The mayor, Vincent, said that he supported the measure and could sign it into law as early as January. Wow. So you got these widespread laws in the West Coast, in New England, but so far at this point, no Mid-Atlantic state has decriminalized pot. And the timing is interesting. because Congress certainly isn't going to fight that battle, with 17 states having some form of decriminalization. So far, the Justice Department is saying, forget it, they don't want to have to even deal with it. But I think it's interesting because it gets closer and closer to the possibility that pot, the small amounts of pot now, could become what some law enforcement people think was how it should have been all along. It should just be off the books because it wastes too much time, and there would be officers and detectives that could focus on other things instead of busting the heads of people who are carrying small amounts of pot with them. Others say that's ridiculous. It's a gateway drug. So the conversation, I'm certain, will rage on. If I told you there was an alligator in the Chicago airport, would you be shocked by that? Yes, indeed, it's true. And I actually saw the alligator, which wasn't a teeny tiny thing. It happened the other day, actually, carrying an alligator bag on an airplane flight or wearing shoes or pants that are alligator are okay. But you cannot take a reptile through the airport at Chicago O'Hare, especially. This happened on Friday, and think it's okay. A security guard was patrolling Terminal 3 there when someone alerted her to what was underneath the escalator. And finally, they figured it out. The alligator was about 18 inches long. They used a broom and a dustpan. They captured it. They got animal control to pick it up from the police. And then they took the alligator away. Boy, oh boy, you think what if some kid had seen it and had no idea? What a strange thing. Probably someone realized they couldn't take it through the checkpoint and let it go. So it's probably going to end up in a reptile park somewhere. So your number is Terminal 3, Terminal 3. That's just, there are no words for it. And thank goodness, you know, even as young alligators, they still have pretty brutal teeth. And if you had some kid that somehow had seen it, that would have been a disaster. I mean, an absolute disaster. Every once in a while, we hear about these ferries collapsing. This time, this happened in a place called Patawa, which is in Thailand, actually not too far, I think, from Bangkok. You had six people that were on a tourist boat, and it capsized near the beach resort. They said they don't know what it was or why it was that it capsized. You had one from Hong Kong, two from Russia. There were 12 people that were injured. Five of them, they say, are foreigners. They think about 100 people were on board. And it was a pretty scary moment when it flipped over. You can imagine. Seems like they're not just in Thailand, but even in the United States, we've had some accidents with the New York ferry and whatnot. It's pretty crazy sometimes what happens with the boats, I think. And in this case, they're still trying to investigate what it is, you know, what it is that made this happen. And they don't have any clues as to what it is yet. But with so many foreigners on board, you can bet there's a big push to figure it out, to do something about it. This is a sad story, and I hate to hear stories like this. And I hope that they figure out what possibly led to this. But they found a 10-year-old girl's badly burned body in a trash can of an apartment complex in Georgia on Saturday. Some people started calling 911, saying that it started at about 4 o'clock in the morning because there was a man who called 911 saying he wanted to commit suicide. And while talking to the dispatchers, he said there was a dead body with him at the location, his young daughter. He said he had some type of chemical that his young daughter had drank some kind of chemical and had died. So they headed out to this place northeast of Atlanta, and when they rolled in, they found the guy who made the suicide call standing outside a building in an apartment complex. He showed them where the trash can was, and they found the body of the girl. They went inside the man's apartment, didn't find anybody else. The girl's father and stepmother were arrested, and they said they're both being charged with felony murder, first-degree cruelty to children, and concealing a body. What possibly drive somebody to this? I mean, what possibly could push someone to this point of doing that? It's just unbelievably vicious and unbelievably, frankly, sad to think of a parent put in that, you know, in that position to do that to a kid. Wow. Crazy. We've talked about this before, you know, the food stamp cuts and how many people the will be affected by it, how much money it is, and what they're going to do instead, and how they're going to be able to piece it together. Food stamp benefits are going to be trimmed by $5 billion. There's a temporary that happened heading into the week, and there's a temporary bump up during the recession, when it expires. Millions of families will be affected by that. And, of course, people that are in that position, it depends on how much they're losing for an entire month, but it can be pretty significant. 47.6 million people, or 15% of the population, get food stamps. That compares to 26.3 million or 8.7% of the population in 2007. The average benefit a person, believe it or not, is $133.19 a month. That's the average person, what they're getting, and it still can vary a little bit in there. But for the most part, that number is pretty accurate, for sure. Pretty accurate. And finally, this one, a 75% tax, easy for me to say, they say will kill French soccer. What's up with that? Because they're reeling over the government's refusal to exempt teams from that planned 75% tax on big salaries. What do you think's going to happen? Who's going to join the soccer clubs and pay that kind of a tax? I don't think so. There's other places you can play that would be a lot cheaper. It's the first boycott because the league is going to plan a strike and protest later this month. It's the first boycott of its kind in more than 40 years. The French president says it's the financial strains they have to do it. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.